A symphony conductor with an established career conducts the Omaha Symphony this weekend with a sizzling concert.
I'm currently the principal pops conductor at the Nashville Symphony and Pacific Symphony, as well as the principal conductor of the Dallas Symphony Presents and the principal pops conductor designate of the Detroit Symphony.
Enrico Lopez-Yanez knows the Omaha community well, having begun his professional career in conducting here.
I was the conducting fellow and assistant conductor of the Omaha Symphony coming out of school. I went to school at UCLA for trumpet and then went into conducting at the University of Maryland. And the first opportunity I had in the professional world to get my start as a conductor was through the Omaha Symphony. So coming back to Omaha really feels like a homecoming, and to get to work with my colleagues who helped build me and guide me into who I am today is always very special.
He is eager to take the Omaha Symphony podium once more, accompanied by two great artists well-versed in the Spanish-speaking world. The concert is called Latin Fire, with trumpeter Jose Sibaja and soprano Monica Abrego lending her captivating vocals.
Latin Fire was an attempt to sort of capture the energy that is in this program, the descriptors that really connect with what the music is all about, which is, as you know, passion, the themes of love, the themes of dance, the themes of energy, and that connection that Latinos have to our home countries and to our family histories and things like that. Jose and I have known each other for a long time. He's an incredible trumpet player, and we wanted to build this show that sort of traces and depicts all the different variety of styles of music that are in Latin America, which of course you can't do in one concert, but we try to do our best. And so we have, you know, some traditional songs like Bésame Mucho, Estrellita. We incorporate some tunes like a mariachi song like Pelea de Gallos that you would know was sort of the theme song of Aguascalientes, where my father is from. But then things like the song Brazil that, you know, gets the audience up on their feet dancing. And we talk about some of the traces of where that music came from, like Carmen, the opera by Bizet, which of course depicts Spanish music and how that has influenced Latin America. It's less about sort of the history of the music and more about the energy of it. All of the arrangements, for the most part, in this show are new arrangements that Jose and I wrote ourselves.
Lopez-Yanez says the audience are encouraged to bring their dancing shoes, and he is looking forward to share the stage with old friends again.
I'm just so excited to see the musicians again. I mean, they all are so deep and close to my heart. I have so many great friends and colleagues in the orchestra that really shaped who I am today as a musician, and so it's always such a pleasure to be back in Omaha, to walk through my own old stomping grounds. I mean, I lived in downtown, so I used to walk to the concert hall every day.
Latin Fire is this Saturday and Sunday at the Holland Center. For more information, you can visit omahasymphony.org or kbno.org under the Arts Community tab. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.